Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Golder, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Chaf Hey, the second parak, Kol Zvachim Shekibu Damon. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Nishbach Hadam Ahal Ritzpah, if the blood spilled from the animal's neck onto the floor, Vasafo, and the Kohen gathered it up, it's invalid for Avodah because it must be received in the Klisharis. The Pasuk says that the Kohen must take Medam HaPar from the blood of the bull. And a Braisa darshans, he must take Medam HaNefesh from the life blood, not blood from the skin, nor remnant blood. It also darshans, Dam MeHapar Yekablanu, blood from the bull he shall receive it, meaning directly from the animal's neck into the Klisharis. It cannot be interpreted to mean Mixas Dam, part of the blood, because Rav said, Ashokhet Tzar Sheikabla is called Damo Shalpar, one who shechs a carbon must receive all of the bull's blood. Shmuel said that one who shechs a carbon must raise the knife upwards so blood will not drip from it into the Mizrach receiving bowl, because the Pasuk says, V'lokach medam apar, he shall take from the blood of the bull, implying V'lo medam apar v'davar acher, but not from the blood of the bull and something else, meaning the knife. Abai says the knife should be wiped on the rim of the Mizrach. Pointing to Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba said that one who shechs must place the veridin, the main blood vessels of the neck, directly over the kli, so the blood will be received directly from the veridin. Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan if someone was being makabel blood and the bottom of the mizrach fell out before the blood entered its airspace, is the Kabbalah valid? Avir Shein Sof Lanuch Kamunach Dami, is something in the airspace above a place in which it is not destined to rest considered already at rest, so this Kabbalah would be valid, although the Mizrach's bottom was destined to fall out. The Gemara later clarifies that Rabbi Asi was also asking about Avir Shein Sof Lanuch, something in the airspace above a place in which it is destined to rest. To this second question, Rabbi Yochanan presented a brisa about gathering water for using with the Paraduma ashes, which must be obtained as Maim Chaim, living spring water. It states that if the mouth of a jug was joined to a jet of Maim Chaim, not for the purpose of Mechatas, all the water in the Kli's airspace is invalid because it is already considered at rest in the Kli. And point number three, Rabbi Zera quotes, Hatzorim Ozan Hapar, if one nicks a bull's ear after Shechita, and afterwards received its blood, it's invalid because the Pasuk says, V'lakach medam apar, and he shall take the blood of the bull, implying par sheyakvar, it must be taken from the bull which was previously, meaning the same bull, without a new moon. Rava says that a braisa darshans this law for kachim kalim as well, said tamim zachar ben shana, a male unblemished lamb within the first year, teaches Shiatamim uben shana b'shas shchita, that it must be unblemished and within the first year at the time of slaughter. It then darshans yihyeh, it shall be, to teach kofar yasel oyu elatam uben shana. All of its beings, meaning all avodas, must be while it is unblemished and within the first year. Abai challenged this assertion from another brisa, which states that as long as a mere kazayis of a carbon remains, one may perform zrika, proving it does not need to be unblemished. Therefore, Abai argues the first brisa must refer only to the requirement that the carbon be within its first year, because, as the Gemara explains, the age of a carbonus is determined by the hour of its birth. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The next Mishnah states, Nishbach Hadam Ahal Ritzpah, if the blood spilled from the animal's neck onto the floor, Vasafo, and the Kohen gathered it up, it's invalid for Avodah because it must be received in Klisharis. The Pasuk says that the Kohen must take Medam HaPar from the blood of the bull. And a Braisa darshans, he must take Medam HaNefesh from the life blood, not blood from the skin nor remnant blood. It also darshans, Dam MeHapar Yekablanu, blood from the bull he shall receive it, meaning directly from the animal's neck into the Klisharis. It cannot be interpreted to mean Mixas Dam, part of the blood, because Rav said, Ashokhet Tzar Sheikabla is called Damo Shalpar, one who shechs a carbon must receive all of the bull's blood. Shmuel said that one who shechs a carbon must raise the knife upwards so blood will not drip from it into the Mizrach receiving bowl, because the Pasuk says, V'lokach medam apar, he shall take from the blood of the bull, implying V'lo medam apar v'davar acher, but not from the blood of the bull and something else, meaning the knife. Abai says the knife should be wiped on the rim of the Mizrach. Pointing to Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba said that one who shechs must place the veridin, the main blood vessels of the neck, directly over the kli, so the blood will be received directly from the veridin. Rabbi Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan if someone was being makabel blood and the bottom of the mizrach fell out before the blood entered its airspace, is the Kabbalah valid? Avir Shein Sof Lanuch Kamunach Dami, is something in the airspace above a place in which it is not destined to rest, considered already at rest, so this kabbalah would be valid, although the mizrak's bottom was destined to fall out. The Gemara later clarifies that Rabbi Asi was also asking about avir shesof lanoch, something in the airspace above a place in which it is destined to rest. To this second question, Rabbi Yochanan presented a brisa about gathering water for using with the paraduma ashes, which must be obtained as maim chaim, living spring water. It states that if the mouth of a jug was joined to a jet of maim chaim, not for the purpose of mechatas, all the water in the kli's airspace is invalid because it is already considered at rest in the kli. And point number three, Rabbi Zera quotes, Hatzorim ozan hapar, if one nicks a bull's ear after shechita and afterwards received its blood, it's invalid because the pasuk says, v'lakach medam hapar, and he shall take the blood of the bull, implying par sheyakvar, it must be taken from the bull which was previously, meaning the same bull, without a new moon. Rava says that a braisa darshens this law for kachim kalim as well. Said tamim zachar ben shana, a male unblemished lamb within the first year, teaches sheyat tamim uben shana b'shas shchita, that it must be unblemished and within the first year at the time of slaughter. It then darshens yihyeh, it shall be, to teach all of its beings, meaning all of Vodas, must be while it is unblemished and within the first year. Abai challenged this assertion from another brisa, which states that as long as a mere kazayis of a carbon remains, one may perform zrika, proving it does not need to be unblemished. Therefore, Abai argues the first brisa must refer only to the requirement that the carbon be within its first year, because, as the Gemara explains, the age of a carbonus is determined by the hour of its birth. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chaf Hei, and our standard Siman is a silver anniversary, a 25th year anniversary. So here goes. The husband who organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner was despondent when the dam and nefesh from the first bowl spilled onto the floor, and then the bottom of the kli to be makabel the dam from the second bowl fell up before its blood entered its airspace. Just as a Kohen announced an animal's ear had been nicked after the shechita, and the Kabbalah was therefore possible. Once again, slow motion. The husband organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner. 25th anniversary? That must be more in Daf Chaf Hei. The husband who organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner was despondent when the dam and nefesh from the first bowl spilled onto the floor, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Nishbach dam ha-ritzpah, if the blood spilled from the animal's neck onto the floor, v'asafa on the kohen gathered it up, it's invalid for a vote because it must be received in the kli shareis. The pasuk says that the kohen must take midam ha-par, from the blood of the bull, and a braisa darshens, he must take midam ha-nefesh, from the lifeblood, not blood from the skin, nor remnant blood. It also darshens dam ha-par yikablenu, blood from the bull, he shall receive it, meaning directly from the animal's neck into the kli shareis. So the husband who organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner was despondent when the dam and nefesh from the first bowl spilled onto the floor, and then the bottom of the kli to be makabel the blood from the second bowl fell out before its blood entered its airspace, which reminds us, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba said that one who shechs must place the vridin, the main blood vessels of the neck, directly over the kli, so the blood will be received directly from the vridin. Rabbi Yossi asked Rabbi Yochanan if someone was being makabel blood, and the bottom of the mizrak fell out before the blood entered its airspace, is the Kabbalah valid? Av yishen sof lanuch kamunach dami, is something in the airspace above a place in which it is not destined to rest considered already at rest, so this Kabbalah would be valid, although the Mizrak's bottom was destined to fall out. So the husband who organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner was despondent when the dam and nefesh from the first spilled onto the floor, and then the bottom of the kli to be makabel the blood from the second bowl fell up before its blood entered its airspace. Just as a Kohen announced an animal's ear had been nicked after the shechita, and the Kabbalah was therefore possible. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zera quotes, Hatzorim ozan apar, if one nicks a bull's ear after shechita and afterwards received its blood, it's invalid because the pasuk says, V'lachach midam apar, and he shall take the blood of the bull, implying par sheyakvar, it must be taken from the bull which was previously, meaning the same bull, without a new moon. So once again, the husband who organized a live Kabbalah demonstration for his wife at their 25th anniversary dinner was despondent when the dam and nefesh from the first bowl spilled onto the floor, and then the bottom of the kli to be makabel the blood from the second bowl fell out before its blood entered its airspace. Just as a Kohen announced an animal's ear had been nicked after the shechita, and the Kabbalah was therefore possible. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach Chazara. Daf Chafav. So the sim Daf Chafav is a car. So here goes. The Kia race car team, race car. That must be more on Daf Chafav, car. The Kia race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kia to save time, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Malo Kadosh Yadav Ragla Bikur, what is the halacha? Whether a Kohen can sanctify his hands and feet by immersing them in the Kia, since the Pasuk says to wash mimenu from it, does that imply v'lo b'socho, but not inside it? Or does it even allow for immersion in the Kia? Our proof is suggestive from a Braisa, but it's rejected. So the Kior race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kior to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their Kior-shaped car from its submersion, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan ruled that once the Kior is submerged before Shkia, it's not raised again until daybreak. Although he holds, like Rav Chisda, that it may be used at night for avoda with a varim, he holds Gezer Shikua, a decree requiring the Kior submersion the entire night to ensure it would be submerged at daybreak. When he holds, the unsubmerged Mekior would be disqualified. So, the Kior race car team, whose leader wondered if he could immerse his hand straight into the Kior to save time, was waiting for daybreak so they could raise up their Kior-shaped car from its submersion, which had enough water to sanctify all four members of the team at once, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said, Kol kior she'en bo kedei l'kadosh arba kohanim mimenu, a kior which does not have sufficient water to be mekadosh four kohanim's hands and feet from it, ein mekadoshim bo. The kohanim cannot sanctify themselves with it at all, because the pasuk says, V'rachasu mimenu Moshe va'aron uvanav, Moshe, Aaron, and his sons will wash their hands and feet from it, totaling four people. Daf Chabez. So the Siman Daf Chabez is a cab, a taxi cab. So here goes. The bored cab drivers, that must be on Daf Chabez. The bored cab drivers sitting around the company Kior, who are pouring coffee into the Kior and taking water out of it, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, call mashim l'mei mikveh, any substance which can complete the requisite water of a mikveh, which is 40 saw, mashim l'mei Kior, can complete the requisite water for the Kior. Rav Papa concludes that Reish Lakish referred to nasan saw v'natol saw, where one put a saw of liquid other than water into a full mikveh, and then removed a saw from the mikveh. Although the mikveh now contains less than 40 saw of water, the other liquid is bottled to the valid mikveh, which remains valid after some of its water is removed. This process can be used for mekior as well. So the bored cab drivers sitting around the company Kior, who were pouring coffee into the Kior and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the Kior because it doesn't need mayim chaim, which reminds us, Gemara brings a machlokas if mekior must be mayim chaim. So the bored cab drivers sitting around the company Kior, who are pouring coffee into the Kior and taking water out of it, and a rabbi who was stopping the flow of spring water to the Kior because it doesn't need Maim Chaim, were awed by the elders of the south who were walking with the Kohen Tami Meis, who just came from bringing a carbon yachid, which reminds us, the Zikney Darm said that the Mishnah which invalidates a voda performed by Tame only applies to someone tamei from a sheretz, but regarding a tamei mei, someone contaminated by a corpse, mitokshim maratz betzibur, since he makes communal karbonos acceptable through his avoda, maratz nami biyachid, he also makes private karbonos acceptable. Although a karbon yachid is forbidden for any tamei to bring, even a tamei meis, the tzitz of the kohen gadol validates it, b'di'evit. Daf Chav Gimel, so the simon Daf Chav Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. At the Tower Kugelach Championship, Kugelach, that must be on Daf Chav Gimel. At the Tower Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that tzitz is not maratz for tumas aguf, tuma of the body. This seems to contradict the Zikne Darum, who hold a carbon may be brought on behalf of an owner who is tami sheretz, and hold that even if he's a tami meis, the pesach is valid if it was already brought. The Gemara answers that this Mishnah refers to a Kohen who became Tami from a Sheretz, whose Avoda is invalid. The Gemara objects that the Sefer of the Mishnah states that if he was Tami with Tumas at the home, Tumah of the deep, which is previously unknown Tumah, that Tzitz is Maratza, based on Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. According to the Zikne Darum, the Mishnah is discussing Tumah Sheretz. So at the Tower Kugelach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, as was the other player, even though he was playing on behalf of a Tami Mace, because the Tzitz was Maratza, which reminds us, the Pasuk says regarding the tzitz, it bears Avon HaKadshim, the sin of sacred offerings. This cannot refer to Avoda with intent of Chutz Kenkoma or Chutz Lezmano, because they're both invalid. It must refer to the sin of Tuma, Shehutra Makalot Betzibor, which has an exception to its general prohibition for a communal carbon, which may be brought in a state of Tuma. Since Tumas Sheretz is never waived for a carbon sibur, this must refer to Tumas Meis, teaching that a Pesach is valid b'di'evit if it was brought for someone Tameh, thus disproving Rami Bar Chama. the Gemara answers that the Braisa actually refers to Tuma Sheretz, Vishem Tuma Ba'olam. And the Braisa means that the general category of Tuma has a leniency of being waived for a carbon sibur, although the specific Tuma of a Sheretz is not. So at the Tara Kuglach Championship, the contestant sitting on a buried Sheretz that no one knew about was still in the game, as was the other player, even though he was playing on behalf of a Tamei Meis, because the tzitz was Maratze, until they were both disqualified for playing sitting by the judge, who yelled, Amod u'shares, stand up and serve, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amabes taught that the avoda of Yoshev, someone sitting, is invalid. Rav Nachman explains that the pasuk which says the Kodesh Baruch Hu chose the kohen la'amod u'shares, to stand and to serve, implies la'amida b'charti v'lo yeshiva, I chose him for standing but not for sitting. A brisa says this pasuk teaches mitzvah, the requirement to stand. So when another pasuk says ha'omdim, who stand before Hashem, shana levakas v'akev, the pasuk thereby repeated this requirement to make it critical to avoda. Daf Chav Dalet. So the siman Daf Chav Dalet is a kad, a pitcher. So here goes. The cone balancing with one foot on a pitcher, that must be on Daf Chav Dalet, kad. The cone balancing with one foot on a pitcher and one foot on the floor of the Mikdash, which reminds us, Rabbi Eliezer says, Ragul achas al klibu, ragul achas al ritzpah. If a cone stood with one of his feet on a utensil and one of his feet on the floor, or one foot on a stone on top of the floor and one foot on the floor, the rule is, koshi ilu yinato al klibu, yinato al evin. Any case where if the utensil or stone were removed, he would be able to stand on his one foot, which is on the floor, and perform avoda, his avoda is valid. If he could not stand on that foot, his avoda is invalid. So the kohen balancing with one foot on a pitcher and one foot on the floor of the Mikdash yelled to one of his friends that the bloody cotton and kli sharis pitcher, while standing on a stone that was detached, was invalid, which reminds us, Rebbe Ami asked, Nildula ha'evin va'amad aleha, if a stone became loose and a kohen stood on it, is his avoda valid? If he does not intend to reattach the stone, it is certainly a chatzitza. The question is where he does intend to reattach it. Do we say, since he intends to attach it, it's considered already attached, so the cone is considered standing on the floor, or since it is currently detached, his avoda is invalid. So the cone balancing with one foot on a pitcher and one foot on the floor of the Mikdash yelled to one of his friends that the blood he caught in the Klishari's pitcher while standing on a stone that was detached was invalid, while the kohen who used his left hand to do kamitzvah from a kli sharis pitcher was also told that this was invalid because the pasuk says kohuna, which reminds us, Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, "Komak mishenemar etzba v'kohuna eino el yomin." Wherever a finger and kohuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from Mitzvah, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires yomin. Since the pasuk of kamitzah only mentions kohuna, and kamitzah with the left hand is pasul, Rava clarifies that wherever either etzba or kahuna is written, it means to require yomin. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do you discuss whether one can be mekadesh his hands and feet inside the kiyur? That's on daf Chafalat. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that the kiyur must have enough water to be mekadesh for kohanim? That's on daf Chafalat. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn how the Kohanim do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? That's on daf Yates. Good. Number 4. Which daf do Machlokes of Lina Moelis be Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, whether the passage of night is effective in disqualifying the sanctification of hands and feet, thus requiring a new Kiddush? That's on daf Yates. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that if one nicks a bull's ear after Shechit and afterwards received its blood, it's possible? That's on daf Chafe. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you discuss what the din is if a kohen stood on a detached floor stone in the base of Mikdash or in its empty space? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we discuss avir shein sofa lenuch kumunach dami regarding Kabbalah Adam, if something in the airspace above a place in which it's not destined to rest is considered already at rest? That's on daf Chafe. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss whether Yetzia leaving the Azara disqualifies Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? That's on daf Chaf. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn the Kabbalah Adam must be directly from the par? That's on daf Chaf Hey. Great. And number 10. Which daf do you discuss the requirement to submerge the kiyur the entire night? That's on daf Chafalav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.